Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjun Trees, Text Number 39. Shri Shukuvacha, Itam Sankirtitastabhyam, Bhagavan Gokuleshvaraha, Dhamna Kolukale Bada Prahasan Naha Guyako Shishugavacha. Shishugadeva Goswami continued to speak. Itam, in this way, as foresaid, Sankirtita, being glorified and praised, Tabyam, by the two young demigods, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gokula Ishvaraha, the Master of Gokula, because he is Sarva Loka Maheshvara, Dhamna, by the rope. Sha, also. Ulukale, on the wooden mortar. Bada, bound. Prahasan, smiling. Aha, said. Guyakau, unto the two young demigods. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, the two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all, and was certainly Gokuleshvara, the master of Gokula, he was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis, and therefore smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kovara the following words. Purport. Krishna was smiling because he was thinking to himself, these two young demigods fell from the higher planetary system to this planet, and I've delivered them from the bondage of standing for a long time as trees. But as for me, I am bound by the ropes of the gopis, I am subject to their chastisements. In other words, Krishna submits to being chastised and bound by the gopis because of pure love and affection, worthy of being praised by a devotion in so many ways, by a devotee in so many ways. Text 40. Supreme Personality of God had said, the great Saint Narada Muni is very merciful. By his curse, he showed the greatest favor to both of you, who were mad after material opulence and had thus become blind. Although you fell from the higher planetary Swargaloka and became trees, you were most favored by him. I knew of these incidents from the very beginning. Purport. It is now confirmed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the curse of a devotee is also to be regarded as mercy. As Krishna, God, is all good, a Vaishnava is also all good. Whatever he does is good for everyone. This is explained in the following verse. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhulila 2254, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre hoya kaya. Labha matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi haya. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one's life is immediately successful. And one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. Sadhu, however, is always equally poised toward everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nevertheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparads or offenses to a sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Actually, we only have a couple more verses. Finish the chapter. O Nath Kuvera Mani Griva, now you may both return home, since the desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service. Your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled, and now you will never fall from that platform. Purport. The highest perfection of life is to come to the platform of devotional service and always engage in devotional activities. Understanding this, Nala Kuvara and Mani Griva desire to attain that platform. The Supreme Personality of God had blessed them with the fulfillment of their transcendental desire. Shukadeva Goswami said, Supreme Personality of God had, having spoken to the two demigods in this way, they circumambulated the Lord who was bound to the wooden mortar and offered obeisances to him. After taking permission of Lord Krishna, they returned to their respective homes. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Deliverance of the Yamala Yajuna Trees. When Vidura returned home, after 30 years of pilgrimage, and Maharaj Yudhisthira greeted him, he greeted him with the words of Bhavan Vidas Bhagavatas, Tirtha Bhutak Swayam Vibho, Tirtha Korvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Gatabhritaha. Bhavan, yourself, Bhavas. Bhavan Vidas Bhagavatas. You are certainly a Bhagavat, saints like yourself. You're certainly a saintly person. Bhavan Vidas Bhagavatas Tirtha Buddha Swayam Vibho. Because wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage. Tirtha Korvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Katavritaha. Because you carry Krishna within your heart. In other words, what makes a place of pilgrimage is that Krishna is there. No one can compete with Krishna. Ishvara, Sakala Ishvara Krishna, Arasabhavrita. No one is greater than Krishna in any respect. And if Krishna is in a place, then the whole place becomes illuminated with full consciousness and full pleasure, full bliss and love. So Krishna and his name are non-different. Simply Krishna and his form are non-different. And Krishna and his pastimes are non-different. So depending upon what is our absorption in Krishna consciousness, how conscious we are of Krishna, to that extent, we make, wherever we go, we make that place into a place of pilgrimage. Maybe a little drop, or maybe a big explosion, depends upon our ability to concentrate our minds upon Krishna and give our love to him. Krishna appears proportionally to the surrender of the devotee. There may be, as Prabhupada said, a big tree, or there may be a little bush, a casta bush. They're both trees or bushes, whatever, but there's a difference in the size. Or Prabhupada gave the example, a big fire and a little fire. If you put anything into a big fire, it'll burn. If you put a lot of things into a little fire, it'll go out. So we have to judge our Krishna consciousness. We have to see how conscious I am of Krishna and then work accordingly to increase that consciousness. In other words, Krishna is perfectly willing to appear within our heart as he did with Vidura, but that depends upon our willingness to accept him and our willingness to accept the activities that lead for Krishna to appear within the heart. If we want to be fully conscious of Krishna, then we have to fully engage in Krishna's service. Tad buddhiyas tad atmanas tad nishtas tad parayanaha gajanya pana avritim gyanani dutta kamasha. One's faith, one's mind, one's refuge, one's intelligence is all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path to self-realization. Vidya vinaya sampane brahmani gavihasini shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshanaha. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the dog, and the dog eater, and the elephant also. Ihaiva terajita sarge yesham samye sama sitam manak nidosham hisamam brahma. That those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman. Kaprarishat priyam prapya, no dvijat prapyacha priyam, stira buddhira samudo brahmavid brahmani sitaha. Person who doesn't rejoice upon obtaining something pleasant, nor laments upon something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is said to be situated in transcendence. Payas pashe visakatma vindadyatmini yat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Such a person is not attracted to material sense objects, but is always entranced, enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. Yehi samsparshita bhoga dukkha yoni evate adyantavante kontiya nate shuramate buddha. Person who does not rejoice in a intelligent person is, what is it? Yehi samsparshita bhoga dukkha yoni evate. He always knows that such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man doesn't delight in them. So that such a person is not attracted by temporary sense gratification, because he knows that such pleasures have a beginning and end, and so the wise person doesn't delight in them. Shaknoti haiva yakshodun praksharira vimokshana kamakrodo bhavanvegan siyukta sasukinara. One is able to tolerate the urges of the senses and check the force of desire and anger, he's said to be a yogi and is happy in this world. Shaknoti haiva yakshodum praksharira vimokshana kamakrodo bhavanvega siyukta sa sukhinara. In other words, there's a process. It doesn't happen by accident or by chance or simply by number of years you associated. It happens by knowing what the process is and then following it. In spite of whatever obstacles may be there, it's easy to know the process. And it's easy to try and follow it, but as soon as there's an obstacle, we may stop and say, it's too much, it's too hard. Let me quit, take shelter of my mind again. Let me take shelter of my senses. It's just too difficult for me. So there has to be tests. Otherwise, how can Krishna see our sincerity? If one passes Krishna's test, and Krishna sees we're sincere, then he always probably said the spiritual master genuinely blesses the disciple with spiritual knowledge. So we shouldn't think, well, something's going wrong. I was doing so nicely. I was so happy. I was so advanced. And then somehow or another Krishna became angry at me and now I'm in difficulty. It's unfair. Why did he do this to his great devotee like me? No, he does that to all the devotees. That's how he makes us into devotees. Otherwise, what do they call that? When someone is a devotee or friend, fair weather friend, they call it in English. You're completely devoted when everything's going your way, and if anything goes wrong, then you're blaming Krishna. Why did you do this to me? You know? Do you know who I am? Krishna says, no, who are you? I don't know. But I don't deserve this. I'm such a nice person. Why? Why me? Pick on someone else your own size. So Nalakovara Manigriva, they were heading towards the darkest regions of existence, and Narayamuni came in and blessed them. But Narayamuni is not an ordinary devotee, he's a fully Krishna conscious devotee. He knew exactly what to do. And when the demigods meditated upon Narayamuni, they became more and more blissful. Obviously, they didn't forget Narayamuni. Someone comes along and turns you into a tree, you don't forget them. Especially if you're going to be a tree for a long time. I'm sure they constantly thought about Narayamuni, and they got the advantage of his constant association. And after some years, it may have taken them some time, but they realized that this was actually mercy, especially when Krishna appeared in Gokula, and the two trees, the two demigods in the form of trees, were able to see Krishna's pastimes, which must have been quite blissful. Not only they got Narayamuni's association, but they got to see Krishna's pastimes at the same time. But ultimately the purport is that it is our duty to put Krishna in our heart. But that's why we take to the process of devotional service under the direction of those who can put Krishna more, who have put Krishna in their heart more than we have. Ultimately, we acknowledge that Prabhupada was able to spread this movement, Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Tar Pravartana, not due to any material expertise, but due to the fact that he was Premanjana Charita Bhakti Lo Trunena Santaksadava Ridhaya Shivalo Kayanti Yamashayama Sundarama Chintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. That he was actually not just carrying Krishna in his heart, but he was carrying the spiritual world wherever he went. Which means that Krishna's associates were there too, their pastimes, everything was there when Prabhupada was there. Now how much those who were associating with Prabhupada were aware of what was going on, that depended upon their surrender or their state of consciousness. After all, as Krishna says, Dumena Vriyate Vanir, Yatara Yatardo Shavalena Chai Yatovin Avrita Garavas Tate Nadam Avritam. Just like the fire is covered by smoke, or the mirror is covered by dust, or the embryo is covered by womb, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of this dust, of lust. So in other words, according to our consciousness, we see things accordingly. It is not that there's the reality out there changes according to the way I see it. No, my perception of reality depends upon my particular state of consciousness, and that depends upon my coverings, how covered I am. But obviously, if one is fortunate enough to at least punya, have enough pious activity that they recognize that there's something out there better than what I'm seeing, and that I should change my consciousness so I can see it better. And I should be able to take to the process, and when the test comes, I keep on focusing my mind on giving up on Krishna and giving my love to him, and therefore take advantage of the problems and deepen my consciousness of Krishna. Because when the problems come, I have a choice. Either I deepen my concentration upon Krishna and my determination to serve him, or I become disturbed and I seek out some other means outside of Krishna consciousness to solve my problem. It is not that we don't necessarily, for instance, if I step on a nail, my only meditation is not, this will be, further my concentration on Krishna. Although it hurts, I'm not going to bother to take the nail out because that would be a lack of faith. I must keep the nail in my foot and further my meditation on Krishna. No, it's Krishna's body. I mean, if we step on a nail, we should take the nail out while we're thinking about Krishna. Not that I shout and howl and curse Krishna and then take the nail out and say, okay, let me start thinking about Krishna again. So while we're struggling in material existence, we have to learn at the same time how to concentrate our minds upon Krishna and give our love to him. And of course, there are certain activities which will further that and certain activities which will make it more difficult. Someone like Sharanga Thakur, he could carry on a whip and hit people with it and turn them into pure devotees. We can't do that. We shouldn't think, well, Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a devotee. I'm attracted by Sarangha Thakur. So let me try that sadhana and serve the devotees that way. Go around, whip them. Chant. Oh, there's another devotee who used to roll dice. We think, well, I was always wanted to become a roll dice as a devotee, so let me do that. Make a little extra for my trip to India. No, we can't imitate the great devotees. That for us, there are activities that are given that will make thinking about Krishna easier. And their activities will make it practically impossible to think about Krishna. So that we have to ascertain. And the best activities, the daily activities, the devotional service. If we're thinking that these activities are boring, I'm not getting anything out of it, it's because I'm not putting anything into it. If I don't put anything into it, I won't get anything out of it. Yeah, as soon as I start putting something, my consciousness, my attention, as soon as I start giving up things that are interfering with my seriousness of Krishna consciousness, things that are taking my mind away from Krishna, then the daily activities become relishable. Therefore, Krishna says, yat taragre vishami va parinami mritopamam tatsukam satvikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. That which in the beginning is bitter like poison and the end is like nectar, and which awakens one to self-realization, is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness. So what is that bitter? That bitter is just our past activities that are trying to take my mind into some form of forgetfulness of Krishna and sense gratification. So we get into a certain mood and we think, well, I can't get out of this mood. Where's the chocolate? That will help my mood. That will elevate my consciousness. Then I'll be happy. And then afterwards I can go to perform devotional service after I take rest for a few hours. No, that's the test. Now that my mood has gone down, now that I'm in a state of lower consciousness, who am I going to take shelter? Facebook, chocolate, gossip, or I'm going to take shelter of the holy name and Krishna and devotional service. That's our choice. And then Krishna will see, okay, you want to take shelter of chocolate? Well, here's €5. You can buy another bar. Hopefully at the time of death, they'll supply you some chocolate and you'll be happy. Or whatever else we turn ourselves to. So that's constantly there. That's why we're not constantly engaged in Krishna service and Krishna consciousness, because we have so many other things that we think will make us happy. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
I just wanted to ask you about the birthday of Jesus Christ today.
Really? You think he took birth today?
No.
What's that?
It's because it's celebrated. I mean.
Yeah, it's.
Because coming here, I heard the bells from the church, and I thought just as commemorating about that. Just
yes, they're only off like 4 or 5 months. He appeared in the spring, actually. But anyways. At least they rang bells. Maybe someone thought it was a jingle bells. But it's supposed to remind you of a saintly person. But it doesn't seem that people change. Maybe people are more generous. If devotees are out distributing books, people are more generous. They feel that they should do something to honor the holy person. There's not so many holy people out in the street, except for the devotees. They can give anything to. People are more generous. Yeah. No, it's New Year's Eve. It's usually Christmas Eve. More generous. Usually, I found that they were when there's too much of a crowd. When I used to do the airport. There is no Krishna. There is no spiritual consciousness after some time. You know, in Christmas, the Christmas marathon. But people would give. You know, they would give up until around Christmas. You know, I was able to do like 140 big books at a time, a day. And then when Christmas came, and there were too many people, it got into the herd mentality. They're just like. Come down like a wave in the airport, after they got off the airplanes. There were like hundreds and hundreds of people coming down like a wave. And you just had to step aside or else they'd crush you. There's no question of people, you know, stepping, being thoughtful and think, oh, it's Christmas, you know. I just want to get out of the airport. Anything that stand in their way was going to get crushed. But before that, people at least used to be a little thoughtful, even in America. Anything else? Okay, Merry Krishna. Grantaraya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.